What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
That's right. You are listening to
What's up, Lagos?
You are absolutely welcome to the show. It's a delight to have you here.
Good morning, Lagos.
How are you doing?
Hope you're good.
I think some people might just be cranky because they are lined up at fur stations.
Yes.
I know the most painful part is you don't intend to buy fur. Like, your tank is full, but you're still stuck in the same traffic. Burning your own fuel.
It's painful.
I'm not buying fuel, but I'm burning fuel.
Waiting in line.
Because those who want to buy fuel are blocking.
It's so annoying.
Artificial scarcity was biting hard across the country. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. It's good to have you here. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. You can call me on this show. On other shows, you can call me the Table Breaker or Iron Lady, whatever. On this show, you can call me what? The Bing Bing.
The Bing Bing. The Bing Bing.
Welcome to the show. My lady is here.
Fancy Nancy. Ekufu Scarcity Lagos.
Say that again.
Ekufu Scarcity.
That's it. Ekufu Scarcity. Classes, everybody. It's the cast joining us in a moment. She's just around the corner. She's going to give us all of that vibe and energy.
Yes, she will.
Welcome to the show. So if you call on the show, you're going to tell us where you are. The first hour of the show, we're just going to take it easy-peasy.
Easy-peasy, people.
And play you some songs also to calm you down. It's 8 minutes past 10 right now. So you tell us where you're at, if you're buying full, what's it looking like?
If you're stuck in traffic.
If you're stuck in traffic and you're not even trying to buy full. That's a painful part.
And if you're trying to get ripped off by those ones by the side of the road.
You know how I bought fall last weekend?
No.
I was just lucky. So I was going to see a friend Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
I had just small fall. I'm usually in the habit of buying fall on Monday mornings when I'm coming to work because I come very early. So the feeling suggests I just open it. I just enter, buy fall for the week, right? So I was cruising Sunday night. I'm like, okay, I'll buy fall in the morning. A friend calls me and says, hey, I'm okay. There's scarcity. If you find fall anywhere, buy.
Don't buy it.
That was when I actually paid attention and realized that the filling stations were not open. I wasn't looking. Yeah. I was just going, oh, what?
Because it just happened like that. Nobody was expecting it to happen. It just happened overnight.
Poof! They're all closed.
You see, it's very important to have friends in high places. I have a friend that have...
Who can give us well?
Chill now. Chill. So this friend of mine, you see, when I have friends, I have friends. Her place of business is in the same spot where they have a fuel station. So there's this long queue and I just go to the front. I'm going to see my friend.
Oh, shit.
And the guy says, if I see you near that fuel, what's that thing called now?
The
pump. If I see you near there, I will bless your four tires. I'm like, nope, I'm going to see my friend. And I drive in and I go to my friend and I'm like, I need to have fuel. And the guy's like, you see this one? Why? Well, so I have friends in high places. I got full tank
so
that day.
You'll find your way in.
Yes.
It's okay.
Hey, lady.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? So, Wemimo, I got your call. I came as fast as I could when I heard that you need me.
Yes,
I actually do need you,
man.
Oh,
that's so
sweet. What can I do without you? How can I breathe without you? Tomorrow is karaoke. Don't worry. Fridays we'll have karaoke here.
That'll be nice.
We start the weekend for you on a high note. Last week it was mathematical karaoke.
Can we not do that again, please?
Let's do chemistry, please.
I just said we shouldn't do mathematical.
Let's do what?
Chemistry now.
Is there everybody that studied chemistry in school?
True, Sha.
See, this is a creative space. Can we just stick to literature? Thank you very much.
Write
the stories, we read the stories, and we pass the stories.
Tomorrow, let me give you a tip ahead of time.
Oh, Lord, we're worried now.
But really, it's going to be fun. We're going to be doing synonyms.
Synonyms.
Karaoke. Synonyms.
Synonyms.
Synonyms are easy quizzy now.
I'll just come with a list of songs I want
to sing. I like that.
Yeah, synonyms. Yeah. So I'm going to give you a word. You're going to give me two synonyms.
Ah, that's like all. The synonym for it's okay, sunshine.
Hey, Yes, she's ready.
Oh, happy.
The synonym for now is a Bury.
Or fancy. You get it. So bring the, all of that energy on tomorrow.
Yeah.
On the karaoke table. But today, let's talk fall.
Okay.
Scarcity?
Honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm at half tank right now.
I pity you.
And I really don't want to queue.
You need friends in high places.
Like Nancy. You see, you just follow her. Next time she's going on to see her friend. And just drive to what I want to see her friend. I go see BT what day. If you're in traffic, please call us up. You're also going to share with us, if you can, your funniest
first
scarcity or just traffic drama.
Hey,
I'm sure we we'll
Nancy
have
will start
that.
For us. She had one yesterday.
Yesterday.
Okay, I actually had one yesterday too.
Go so,
on.
You know, I wasn't trying to buy fuel. Yeah. Like you said, I'll just be minding my business trying to.
Facing your front.
And the fuel scarcity queue is keeping me in traffic.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was just trying to navigate, you know, that VGC, that spot where they want to build us the world standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That spot is very tight. That's how this uncle with a plate number presidency.
Presidency?
Exactly.
Did you get his card? Yeah, just saying, never mind. That's
let's be coming
never
down.
Never mind. That is not nice. Really?
You're never, let's be coming down.
Okay. Mm. No, not that corner as you gave me like okay. Irrelevant.
He just brushes.
Okay.
Redecorates my front bumper.
Oh no, what?
And he said, and he comes and he goes, you don't know how to drive. And I'm still in shock. And I'm looking at my bumper. Nothing happened to his car. And I'm looking at my bumper, it had changed from black to white.
What?
And he's telling me
that you are the one who
doesn't
drive.
You don't know how to drive. I just kept quiet. I was just looking at him like, okay.
Nah, man.
Okay. But he was nice. He was very kind. And he says, move forward. Move forward there. Let me look at this thing. I was like, okay. So I obediently moved forward and parked. And he comes down and he's like, hey, it's just small thing. I will just clean it and it will just So for
all
me, it was the audacity. He had to be taking charge of the whole situation, getting upset at my own bumper. But because he was very apologetic and he was like, I read it as being apologetic because he was trying to be, he goes to his car, gets something liquid and that, he cleans it off. But the mark was still there. But was like, don't worry, madam, this thing is smutting. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay.
And you didn't say a word of it. Wow.
It was the audacity he was using.
Apologetic laced in ego.
Yeah. Thank
that's
you.
What it looks like
Thank
to me.
Thank you. But because I'm Nigerian and I know that's how some Nigerian
interpret apologize.
Exactly. I'm just like, you know what?
Let me tell you my most dramatic. And every time I remember, and this was just, I think, last month, I still have a big laugh because I can't believe I did that, actually.
Let's hear it.
You showed them that side of that place where you're from.
Yes.
I know that side.
I don't even know that side.
Oh, you don't want to see that side.
So I'm going off from Madubelu.
Okay.
There's this heavy traffic. I'm in the middle. You know, when you're descending that bridge from Madubelu, you know, to try to navigate Oniko, you're all coming two lanes here. So you're merging into three lanes and then closing up into two lanes.
Yeah.
So somehow I'm sandwiched. I'm in the middle lane, so I need to merge into one of the lanes. It was very, very slow moving traffic, right? And you know, so I'm inched ahead of this guy. Mm-hmm. My choice is, as a trailer to my right, my only choice is his lane, and I'm inched in front of V already. I just need to edge in, and everybody goes peacefully. This gentleman rolls down his glass, points at me, and beckons at me, and tells me, I would not let you go. I will break your side mirror.
What?
And I'm there looking at him like...
Just like that.
Because traffic was not moving, so he had time to explain how he was going to break my side mirror. Guess what?
What?
He did it.
He what?
I'm so... What?
He did it.
Traffic moved because if I move ahead of him, I'm going to brush him. So it's either he waits for me to go and he moves ahead with speed and goes, my side mirror breaks forward. Boom.
Lord.
And I'm like, oh, wow.
And that side of
what
that place where you're from.
Dandy moment. Yeah. Okay. So I move forward, roll down my glass and say, well done. I say, I'm just going to make you one promise before we leave this traffic.
Come on, girl.
I'm going to break your side mirror too. So let's get going.
So just in case you don't
know,
Wemimo has any bad on side.
I do. And God help you if I turn it on you.
I have seen it happen.
Oh, God. And, man, I gave him some. It was every time I remember, I'm in shock because I was like, I have
bipolar. She's bipolar.
I gave him a chase in traffic. So he starts dodging me in traffic. You know when?
Yeah, trying to get
you know
away.
When you're watching Jackie Chan movies?
Oh my God.
So so I'm behind him. I'm hitting him with my bumper at the back.
My remote.
Yeah. I'm going, boom, I'm stopping. You know when you're doing something and you're so calm? I'm looking at him from my mirror and I'm hitting him, I'm stopping. You know, and then I'm trying to get to his side, And he closes his side mirrors in, winds down his glass and starts shouting, "Everybody want this woman!"
What is this?
It was crazy.
No, for you to live in Lagos and survive, you crazy. Have to have a little bit of that.
No, you see, actually, I'm going to advise you. That day, I think you had already spoiled my side mirror.
Mm. Yeah, so you were just...
My car already had scratches and...
Is it possible to drive in this Lagos and not have scratches on your car? I don't think it's possible.
No, it's not.
It's not possible.
It's not.
Shall we jump on the phone?
Yes, I think we should.
It's okay. You've not told us your own story, or you are the gentlest of us.
I'm probably the gentlest because I drive very calmly and I don't like trouble or stress.
Yeah.
But I mean, the closest thing to crazy that I experienced, it happened yesterday. I was in a hurry to work and Google Maps was telling me you're 7 minutes away. I'm like, okay. But then there was a bit of traffic.
Yeah.
To Fallowmore Bridge. There's a bit of traffic. I'm like, okay, 7 minutes. Google Maps, you know,
I trust
is my
you.
Guy. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm there. 30 minutes. I'm still there. Like, not even a little bit of motion.
And it's still showing you.
And it's still showing me 7 minutes. I'm like, what's up? What's really happening? I don't know why it didn't even occur to me. That really and truly, there's another lane. But I just thought maybe this lane, they're going this way. I didn't think they were going.
It was a fool.
I was not trying to stick out my neck. Like, what's causing this trap?
It was fool.
You were on a fuck you.
You're on a fuck you.
I didn't even need fuel. Like, why? I was just like, I just wasted my life, wasted my time.
Let's get on the phone, right? Share with us your craziest traffic moment. We're just trying to lighten up your mood as you try to get full, as you're trying to get across Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. Female caller is 01465-7190. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
That's it.
Yes.
What's up? Welcome to the show.
It's okay.
Hello.
Arede.
Hello, what's up?
Hi, young lady, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Auntie, is it Vivian or what is it
called? Fancy Nancy.
Oh, Nancy.
Yes, it's Nancy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Morning.
Sorry, Jerry, young lady. The one that happened to me just yesterday.
Tell us.
Mm. Oh, my God. And this is my first time for my donkey years of driving.
Mm.
It never happened to me. Coming from the airport, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's no fuel, so the road was free.
Mm.
And my boss had a missing. I had when they call her. So I'm 30 minutes away, I'm 10 minutes away. Getting to Osborne. You know the traffic light at Osborne?
Yeah.
You know, you have the Osborne offshore, whatever.
Yes.
This guy, we were going home. Toyota RAV4, you know the Aspetta is at the back.
Ah, oh shit.
So the red light, you know when the green light goes off, right?
Yeah.
The yellow will blink first, second, then the third one, the right light, red light will come on.
Yes.
And this guy is in front of me. Bam! The moment the green light goes off, the guy slammed the leg on the brake.
Ooh.
Oh, so wow. I tried my best.
Lord.
You know, I had this Ella Land Rover Jeep. Bam! I just pressed
his spare tire.
Mm. And I don't want to match my own brake because the car behind me
will
hit me. So I tried to avoid that car and I avoid my boss not to hit herself on the front seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just push his spare tire. I calm down. To my surprise, to go and tell the guy, my friend, why did you stop like this? The next thing, he was pressing phone with the woman in front of the car with him. I'm going to Adeola Odeku. I said, oh, you are going to Adeola Odeku.
Okay, he didn't know the way.
He didn't know the way. And that guy is from mainland. So I said, look at this man. He didn't even know what happened.
He didn't even realize it.
He don't know what's going on.
And I'm going to VI.
Oh, so you now led the convoy.
Then they now followed me. So I'm getting to Sanisville Platform White Junction, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a traffic light there.
Yeah.
He was behind me. I stopped. Then I asked him to pull out.
And come showed out him my his side. Way.
Then I said, look, you see the next traffic light in front? That is the one at the Adeola Odeku Junction.
Yeah.
Turn right. That is the way to Adeolodeku.
Okay.
But thank God, my front, you know the Land Rover, there's this grill there.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's only just small mic. Then I use a brake flute.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
That yesterday, I was surprised.
So that was your first time?
Oh, my God, for donkey years.
They should give you an award.
He has been baptized. Welcome.
I was in traffic. Okay. These bike men drove past me. He was carrying someone, brushed my side mirror. Boom! The guy at the back just said, go. And I'm there. I couldn't do anything because I couldn't get out.
Sometimes
I can't catch him.
Sometimes you really can't do anything. You just have to just...
And the man just said, go.
Wait, the passenger was telling the bad guy.
The passenger was, don't wait. Keep going.
What a hoodlumic behavior.
God bless you. Hoodlum behavior. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, still alive.
Cheers.
I was waiting for you to do that.
What's your name, sir?
Emeka from Lagos Island.
Emeka, welcome. Are you a careful driver or do you have experiences?
I'm a careful driver. I always watch my front and my back because in this Lagos, you are driving in the forward, you are driving your car in the back, the one in the front, and the two sides.
I'm telling you.
Your car in this Lagos.
I'm telling you.
The one that even happened to me yesterday, I avoided. Man, you people should try. And the raising voice. I mean, for the authority to be warning these dispatch riders, the way they drive their machine. Yesterday, in 1004, the guy, as I was avoiding that box in the back of that, the box.
Their carrier box, yeah.
As I was avoiding the box and the guy, my right side. I have to almost brush the side mirror of the car of my
left side.
And when the girl will wind down, the first thing she just said, "Are you mad?
What?
I didn't know what I was even avoiding? Because if I did not avoid it like that, I would even
knock the guy off
her own car." You know, she just said, "Are you mad?" And when she went, when I would look, she just looked exactly like my junior sister. I just looked at her and said, you just look like my sister. Aww. But she's not crazy like you.
What a shame. You got...
That went from 0 to 100 really fast. We're already owing. And he decides to bless us with the last one.
It ruined it.
It just felt like, you're so crazy.
Good morning. Hello. Sorry about that. Please call again if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, give us a passcode to the show.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheche. Two life. Cheche. Two
life. Okay. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Kemi.
Kenny, are you a careful driver? Do you have a story to share?
Well, if you ask me, I am, but you ask people.
You know, the funny thing is, everybody claims to be a careful driver. So who's the person that bashes my car?
I don't know.
It's the people around. You heard the last guy that called now. People around. It's the people around. It's not you. It's people around. Yes. They're not careful. Yes.
So share your story with us.
I have many. I'm trying to know which one to tell you.
I'm just imagine what your car looks like.
You see, if you had said it 2 months ago, you'd have been correct. But, it's newly looking good.
Oh, shit.
I don't have any recent stories because they've warned me that it must not go back to how it was.
Okay. Do you have any false scarcity story then?
I'm currently in, it's not supposed to be queue, but they're selling me into, what's it called, jerry cans. So it ended up being a queue because I'm the next car, but they'd rather sell it to all those people with jerry cans. So
because the guys with the jerry cans will go resell by the road. So they're priority customers, if you get what
I
mean.
I noticed since yesterday that there isn't any, it has gone down.
Oh, yeah.
The queues?
The queues. Because Monday and Tuesday was mental, but yesterday, which is what made me give the courage to enter this station. But the reason, as I said, they're selling to all these people, so I'm here looking like blood.
What area are you calling from?
Ikeja. I'm in Ikeja.
All right. Good. Thank you very much. We need to head out on a break on the show. We will be right back. We'll talk some more about your traffic stories, your forced scarcity stories, the funniest, the wittiest of them all. 11 o'clock, we'll go on to our family clinic. We need you to please help our patient. We will be doctors at that time. But that will be till then. The show is still What's Up Lagos. Don't go away. So we're sharing our craziest and funniest car stories, traffic stories, the craziest of them all. Isoka's got, I think she's got the wildest, but we're going to leave her to unwrap it when she's ready. I think hers is even the wildest because I shook.
Actually, yeah, definitely. So let me tell you guys. Yeah. Let me be brief about it.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you about the second accident I had. Because the first one was a tanker. So let's not go there for
like
now.
The tanker hit your car.
The tanker hit me. Bam! You know, I didn't even like realize that something happened to me.
Uh-huh.
I just like got down and I was like, is everybody okay? Are you guys okay? Are you guys fine? They were like, yes. I was like, okay. But you hit me, oh, it's not fair.
But you were asking the tanker driver if he was
they're
okay.
Fine, yes, because I just felt like, oh, I didn't even realize my car is tiny, so I didn't even
like
realize.
They should be the ones asking if you were
exactly.
Okay.
Like, you know, I don't really think like, you know.
But that's so, really cute. You've got a nice mind.
It's really cute.
Well, stop scoping me. I know you just want to get a base too, but it's okay. Anyway, so yeah, it took a bit of like back and forth. You know, I had to call a friend who helped me out, and they eventually paid and everything. Next thing I know,
to fix the car.
Yes, I was in the hospital. But let me tell you about the second accident. That one was really funny. So I was actually just discharged from the hospital,
and it happened again
after that accident.
Yes, I was just discharged.
Your village people
are
strong.
Should she still be driving?
Her village people are very strong.
Really, I just felt like, okay, I'm never going to drive again. I'm so scarred. And then a friend of mine came and she's like, you can do anything you put your mind to. You're the greatest. You're
the
motivational speaker.
A top car accident.
I was now the one driving us back home from the hospital. And we were just, it was a free road. We're just having a good time. You know, we even went to buy some food. Next thing, out of nowhere, this guy just smashes into me. Bam!
Oh my God.
And then my car, like, flew and hit a bus. Boom. And then like the impact was so hard, it hit another bus. Boom.
It's a
so
soundtrack for me.
A triple hit. Back boom boom.
It's a soundtrack for me.
Soundtrack
for me.
Boom. Back boom boom. Back boom boom. 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 Back boom boom.
You're just
when that happened, like it was a lot. Like everything was just like a blur. Like, I thought this was the end.
Oh,
I even started saying, God, you know,
onto
accept me into your presence.
I commit.
You should have first said, forgive me all my sins.
Well, you know.
Because I'm sure there were many.
I mean, not so many. No, I'm a good girl.
She was just coming from the hospital.
True.
She had time to.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So I was just like, God, please, you know.
But you didn't, were you hurt?
Now, I mean,
back to the hospital again.
Back to the hospital. Like my car turned into, how do I describe it? Like seats on wheels. That's what happened. Everything shattered. Like it was so big.
This was pretty bad.
Smoke everywhere.
It's okay.
It was really, really bad. Then the whole, you know, neighborhood, they just circled round us. You know, me and my friend circled round us. Then when the dust settled, they were like, ah, they're alive. Oh, hey, praise God.
Wait, this is serious. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, look at her. I'm just looking at her. Like,
hyping the whole thing.
What do you mean? Look at me. I'm alive. Like,
you are.
I'm alive.
Yes, you are alive. The Hallelujah.
The funny thing, like, what was funny about this whole thing is not like, oh, the accident. It was the guy. So the people were like, ah, praise God for your life, oh sisters, eh? Don't even think about anything now. Don't think about money. Don't think about. So I was like, okay. So I went to my friend. I was like, the money is going to be much. Oh, I can't afford all this. And she was like, don't worry, girl, I got you. So she walks up to the guy and she's like, sir, give me your keys. And he's like, no, mama, I know they give my key. I know they give my key. And she was like, give me your keys. You've destroyed our car. She's like, no, I know they give them. the next thing you know, some people like circle us and they're like, oh, just calm down, don't worry, everything will be fine. That's how this guy ran away.
He drove off.
And I was just like,
yeah, you didn't, of course, you didn't get his number plate.
You know, nothing.
Nobody had pictures.
But then my friend called the police.
Yeah.
And they just started, like, they came in, like, bikes and they started chasing him.
Wow. You know, shout they started out to Nigerian police.
In which country?
Shout out to Nigerian police. The police is your friend.
Did not say this happened in Nigeria?
It happened in Nigeria,
I'm sure.
I lived in Bagada. Well, I stayed.
You mean it happened in Lagos?
Of course it happened.
It did. I was really impressed.
Shout out.
I thought that was the end, because I was like, how are they going to catch him? When the police guys eventually came back, you know, they were like, if you see what we went through,
I trust
we had to jump off bus,
into a bus.
I was like, wow, you guys did all this for me?
Oh, wow, really? Nice.
You know,
but so, they got him. And he paid?
Well, yes, he contributed. But yeah, it was a lot.
As he should.
And I didn't drive for a very, very long time.
As I can imagine. Because I wear in your shoes.
Yeah. The trauma would have been too much.
Yeah, but that
There's still a little bit of trauma. Like when I'm on the road and someone tries something funny, my heart just like skips a beat.
Don't worry about it. You can see where Mimo and I, we just charge by the hour.
I feel you. Which is why, ladies and gentlemen, you need to drive safely.
Yes. Yeah.
Please remember there are people, and I mean, it might not be accident trauma. People have various kinds of traumas. Mm-hmm, people have different types of anxiety and things they're going through. And they're just driving because they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And that crazy stunt you want to pull could just be the end of somebody, you know. True. Someone who's just at the edge of going into shock. And you just want to pull your crazy stunt because you didn't leave your house early enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lagos traffic is predictable. That's what I say. You know there will be traffic. So why are you driving crazy?
Wait, it's predictable.
There is always traffic.
The funny thing is,
it is predictable.
This guy was drunk and this was a morning thing.
Can you imagine? And I was supposed to be coming from the club.
Overnight
stuff. Yeah,
makes sense.
I'm trying to wrap my head around.
How can you be drunk so early? What's going on?
And by the way, you guys must have insurance. I hope you did have a comprehensive insurance.
No, third party.
And most you Unko.
Third party.
Look at the people I'm sitting with on this show.
Oh, you have comprehensive insurance?
Of course.
Wait.
I'm not sure the kind of insurance I have. I think.
Is it? What's your number plate? Do you even know?
Yes, I do.
You don't look like you do. So many of you do not. A lot of you have third party because it's compulsory. Like, you must have it. But I think you should have comprehensive insurance.
It's cost.
No, it's not.
She said it's cost.
Okay, so all the bashing I got, you know, they've just credited my allotment.
Really?
Of course.
Nice. Really? I heard they don't come through.
I just got my alert today.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so I just drove it to the mechanics workshop, you know, told him to do the assessment of what they were going to do.
And you send them the bill.
Send them the bill. They called him, negotiated with him, and sent the money.
Okay, wait. Yes, but the person has to have insurance to.
So it helps.
That.
It helps if the other party stops. You know, that is why if you have insurance, even your third party insurance, if you bash somebody, just calm down. Don't run off. Don't be try to be crazy. Calm down. Just exchange your insurance details.
Mm-hmm.
Your insurance third party.
That doesn't happen in Lagos.
Apparently it doesn't.
Does, but
apparently
we need
doesn't.
To change. It does. If you do it,
if
people
you
don't
know,
do it.
If you know, if you're very informed about it, and the person who hits you or the person you hit is also informed, it's very easy. Mm. But when someone in Oshodi hits you.
Exactly. What do you do then?
No, that one. Don't even bother.
The first thing they do is they just go flat on the floor. If they hit you and they acknowledge that they did, they just go flat on the floor.
You know they don't have insurance.
They never do.
Can you believe that?
They never do.
Huh? Okay. Sorry, someone's trying to look at the phone lines. Okay, let's go there. I mean, that is okay. Sorry, so touchy.
Yeah.
But please do get comprehensive insurance.
Okay.
Maybe I should start doing promo for. They should come and okay. So insurance companies come.
Yes.
Yeah, so. And advertise here
mm-hmm.
because you see you've got your ladies here.
Exactly.
True. And we've got the stories to help you sell your market. Mm-hmm. So just come. You here?
Wait, it's not market. It's market.
Come and shade your market.
Shade your market.
Shade your market here.
All right.
Let's go into the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Okay. I can't hear you. Hello. Hello. What's popping now? Are you there? Can't hear you. Hello.
WhatsApp is buzzing though.
Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
To you all of Ade.
Ade,
good
thank
morning.
You for calling.
My name is Sunday.
Sunday.
Got from Bariga.
Welcome to the show.
About this fuel issue.
Yes.
In fact, a day before yesterday, when we went to Okpebi.
Yeah.
So to do some few things, we were so lucky along the line when we went back, then we passed through this in Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That mobile filling station. So we had to go in there and buy this in diesel.
Yeah.
Oh.
So after we have transfer money and made the payment, so I now saw the name of the guy that was in charge of fuel and the diesel. Then I now spoke my own dialect with him. I said, can you allow me to get fuel?
Hey,
you remember what? How we were lucky. If not, we would have queued over 2-3 hours.
You know what you do. Next time you want to go, just holla. Just tell us so that we can follow you.
And so you can speak your dialect for us.
So the fuel queue is now over. Call it over because in Bariga here, about 3-4 filling stations are operating.
Uh-huh.
There is no queue anymore.
That's good. That's very good.
That's some good
Thank
news.
You very much for sharing with us. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Good morning. Give us your passcode to the show. It's What's Up Lagos. Let's go.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
I'm extremely happy. Do you know why?
Why?
I've been listening to this show since 2020.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time I'm calling. And I
Yay!
When you picked the call, I was even doubting, like,
is it okay?
Yeah, anyway, my name is Ike Chukwu. I'm calling from Oshodi.
Welcome to the show, Ike Chukwu.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I just want to talk about my experience. What actually made me call was when you talked about the third-party insurance thing.
Uh-huh.
So I actually do a full insurance. Like, ooh, I like
comprehensive.
Comprehensive. 100%. I like to protect it.
Yeah.
So sometime in 2020,
yeah,
at the brink of COVID, that was, I think, late March or so. So I was in traffic just descending from Third Mainland Bridge after mm-hmm. you pass Oworo,
yeah,
trying to connect to Gwagada, and some silly boys tried to rob me.
What?
Trying to dodge them, I kind of hit another car.
Whoa.
And this guy was raving mad, so I just told him, I wasn't even bothered because, I mean, I had insurance. I just told him, please just drive to the filling station after the entrance to Gwagada.
And
we parked there. I just showed him my ID card, showed him where I worked, gave him my phone number, and then I said, see, on Saturday, let's meet up at your mechanic's workshop and we'll fix your car.
That's it.
In fact, I didn't even have to follow him to the mechanic workshop.
Yeah.
When he called me, I think I was reading for an exam then. I just told him, see, discuss with
just
you.
Just send me the bill.
In fact, today, he's still on my contact list. We still chat once in a while,
that's
you know?
It.
So, I mean, get your insurance, man. It's the same rule of trouble and stress.
Life.
Also, something similar also happened in, I think, 2017, yeah.
Okay.
2017. Yeah, so trying to dodge another car, kind of hit another car. Same thing, I didn't even stress myself. I just exchanged contact with him. And after we were just related on phone, sent me the bill, sent everything, sent him the money, sent it to my insurance company. And
they fixed it.
It is needful.
That's it. Thank you very much for
all
calling.
All insurance company. Hope you all are listening. Should we give you our address? Come do your ad.
Come do
your come and run your ad.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Wow.
Breaking.
You guys cannot see what we are seeing.
If so, only you could.
Just take the wow and drink water. As all back on the phones. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good morning. Give us your passcode to the show.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos, baby? Whoa.
That's so good. Good morning.
So, do you know the best thing that fits in your shoe?
Tell me.
Take it.
Thank you.
So I love you. Whenever you sing, I will be dancing.
I knew it would catch on. I knew it.
That's a good one.
I'm a prophetess.
It's okay.
That's so cool.
Esther calling Esther. From Alakpere.
Welcome to the show.
Okay. But I don't know how to drive, but I have this dream ever since I was 15 years, but up to now I'm not achieving it. But if I see people driving, I love them, I encourage them. But
don't worry, you'll do
that
it.
One day I will achieve my dream.
You will. When so you do I it, call that. Us and we're going to cheer
exactly.
you. We're going to cheer for you.
So I just want to pray for you guys. The Lord will be your strength.
Amen.
Good work.
Thank you.
Have a nice
thank
day
you.
For your faith.
Thank you.
I was trying to teach you guys the thing.
No,
how
it's sweeter
went.
When you do it.
Yeah,
you
because
it.
You have this thing with it.
Cheche.
Cheche.
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, let's do it one more time.
What's up? Let's go. Cheche. Two life. Gege. Ginger. Lemon.
It's plenty.
It's blurry.
Every little thing you did do to me. It is sweet to me for body. She a love me if you follow me. Wow, 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 wow. Get your boy, let me go crazy, crazy. I'ma get see you show for me. See me can we draw money. Oh, Roma, no go down. Make a carry your luggage. I define you for this. For this, I don't trust, I fit to contain. Get your body in a baggage. She know, see, I'm falling for love.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It is
What's Up Lagos?
Oh, yeah, now. Stretchy.
Two live.
What's Up Lagos? Come on.
Gege.
Ginger, oh yeah, all right, let's go.
It's okay. Okay.
Mimo,
it's okay, it's
Nancy.
Okay,
it's Nancy. Okay. It's I'm okay. Done, all right.
Welcome back to the show. It's now a minute past the hour of 11, and now we're going on to our next slide on the show. It's called the Family Clinic. That'll be after the headline news.
What's Up Lagos, baby? Get set.
All right, you're welcome back to the show. It's What's Up Lagos. It's now let me count down, almost 4 minutes past 11 from the studio here. And it's time for a family clinic. So we're donning our lab coats because now we're doctors.
Uh-huh.
I'm Dr. Wems, the Bing Bing.
Dr. Isoke, letting you know that it's okay.
And it's your fancy Dr. Nancy.
That's correct. Welcome to the family clinic. And we have a patient today who wants to seek advice. I'm just going to read it, though. It's long, so just pay attention. Good afternoon, ma. So let me summarize. It's too long. So apparently she's been living with this guy. She's how old again? She's 25. Let me see. She's 25. They've been living together for a couple of years. They have a 1-year-old child, and she's also 10 weeks pregnant.
Okay.
So apparently they've had issues, brushes back and forth, but the guy wants to go ahead to marry her. So last weekend or thereabout, about 2 weeks ago, one of his friends, the guy's a social person. One of his friends was getting married, so he goes there. They go for Bachelor's Eve, I know, and she was all like, are you sure you're going for Bachelor's Eve, or you're just going to the club to hang out and you're just going to leave me here, you know, the ladies kind of thing. And he simply brushes her off and leaves. They meet at the wedding, and then he didn't come home again the night of the wedding.
She was at this wedding?
She was at the wedding, but from the wedding she came home.
Okay.
But you know, as per a friend of the groom, she expected he'll come back late or something, but he didn't come home at all. And didn't send a message. So she had slept, according to that story. She woke up around 4 and said that he didn't come home at all. So he comes back home in the morning and simply just ignores her. And she goes, bro, welcome. You didn't come home yesterday. What happened? And he simply says, you two, when you didn't see me, why did you not call to check up on me?
Yeah.
And she's trying to say, but I was just trying. So he picks his phone and just tries fiddle and keeps chatting. So she snatches the phone off his hand. I'm putting the whole narration.
Mm-hmm.
So she snatches the phone off his hand so that he can listen to.
Pay attention, yeah.
He gets up and beats her.
Oh,
and
wow.
She's pregnant.
And she's 10 weeks pregnant.
Wow.
I believe she has been listening to a lot of domestic violence. Something.
Yeah. Mm.
So she also returned the beating. So it turned into a fight instead of a one-way beating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she beat her own back.
She was being
defensive. So it was a bass to the bulls, to the bass to the bulls.
Mm.
So he, by the way, their wedding is this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah, that's how I was trying to open my calendar. Today is Thursday. The wedding is on Saturday, the 25th.
She's supposed to be getting married to this guy on Saturday.
In two days. And so he calls his family members, and according to that story, his parents said she was at fault, that the only thing he did wrong was he should have told her he wasn't coming home, that she was wrong in every other thing by insisting that he talked to her when he apparently wasn't in a good mood.
How about him beating her up first?
No, that did not matter.
Okay.
Because he then said that she was the one who simply came to him and started hitting him.
Oh, she hit him first before he.
So that's the narrative he's giving. That she hit him.
Hmm.
She snatched the phone and started hitting him. So he had to respond. She gives
by
a narration.
Yes. Forgetting so this woman is 10 weeks pregnant.
So she gives a narration that he beat me first, and I would not watch myself be beaten, so I beat him back. Now, the slimy part of the story. Her family members are saying, we have to go on with the wedding because it's this Saturday.
Well, because they paid for food and hall.
They didn't pay. The husband is paying for everything. The man she wants to marry is paying for everything.
Okay.
So they're saying, okay, let's just wrap this wedding thing up. We'll call him and talk to him about beating you after the wedding.
He will beat you again.
Sister,
he's going to beat you again.
Please, this story is
weak. And you will beat him back to defend yourself.
Let me tell you one more.
Tell us.
She says that she's going ahead with the wedding because she doesn't have a right to cancel it. So when asked, what do you mean by you don't have a right to cancel it? She said, well, the man she wants to marry is the one paying for everything. And then he's the one, in fact, that the wedding is more about him because most of the guests coming are his guests. So he's just ignoring her and going ahead with the weddings anyway, as if he's just holding a hangout for his friends.
Can she not see that this is a recipe for disaster
already?
This marriage is already over before it started.
He should do a party as Palais he should even get married to himself. That's what I think.
So should she call off the wedding?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Isn't there another way around?
No other way,
talk
sister.
About it?
There's no talking.
If she is ready to be receiving beating
and bass boos.
And bass boos periodically, then she should go on with the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's beat you now that you're pregnant before the wedding. dear sister, he's gonna beat you 3 days after the wedding.
Yes, she loves him.
What kind of, please?
I think we should sometime discuss, like another time, we'll discuss how women fall in love with their abusers.
Yeah. Not even that, eh? I feel like this thing about love, I think it's twisted. You know, people assume that, okay, because of love, I should put up with
everything.
Yeah, nonsense. I should put up with nonsense. Like, oh, the height of my love is determined by how much I can endure ugly things.
Yeah.
You know, but then you need to think about it. Fine, you love the person. But if the person is giving you what is not love, because that is not love.
Absolutely. But what I'm looking at in this instance, before we go to the phone lines, is they've been together for years. He had never done this. I'm just trying to, you know, play the advocate.
He will beat you again. Even if it's the first time. When you must see, when a man hits a woman,
mm-hmm.
there is a strong possibility that he will do it again.
Yeah.
It might not be immediately. It will take a while. After 2 or 3 years, he will, especially if he did it and got away with it, because she could defend herself, he might be like, this woman is going to fight back. He'll probably hold himself.
So she even thinks he's angry because she fought back. He feels his ego is bruised.
It's a good thing she fought back. If somebody beats you, fight back.
Whether she was even pregnant or not. You know, there's this, I went to...
But on the other, see, when we're going to judge, or not judge now, when we're going to... prescribe.
Yeah.
We should look at both sides, right? So you go for a wedding with your partner, and he doesn't come home. You don't call to say, where are you? Are you okay?
Yeah.
What if something happens to him?
Because they both had a misunderstanding.
Yeah, but what if something?
You should also have called.
Yeah, you should have called. Like, or even send a message. Like, are you okay? What's happening? I haven't seen you.
Like, you went to bed. You wasn't back home, and you could sleep.
And even when he came home. And, you know, you probably like, what happened? I didn't see you. Like, is everything okay? And if he wasn't talking to you, probably walk away.
Yeah, give it a while.
And come back and revisit the matter.
That's actually what I think. I think
walk away, and he didn't come home. You didn't message him. And you think he will come and start gisting you. Don't be small. No.
She slept off, though.
Yeah, but she woke up, though. She could have, when she woke up, she could have sent a message. Are you okay?
Because instead of waiting till he got back.
Exactly,
home.
Because for him, you don't care.
Yeah.
I understand. It's just that he was supposed to do that. So if he came back, he could have just been like, I'm sorry. It skipped my mind. Though, why didn't you reach out, you know? And then she could have just been like, perhaps I trusted that you were fine.
They are both in the wrong.
They were both wrong.
They are both wrong.
But the thing is, I think that they were both wrong. Mm-hmm. They both didn't handle the situation. Mm-hmm. And we all fall in that situation sometimes.
Exactly.
When the red mist just overcomes mm-hmm. you and you're just angry, you can't see through.
Exactly.
You know? But now that he hit her, she hit her own back. The guy is bruised because she dared to hit him.
Yeah.
Whether in defense or whatever. But he's going ahead with the wedding plans without talking to her, ignoring her.
Is this wedding for him?
But the thing is, a wedding is a big deal.
Yes.
Everybody has been invited. This wedding is on Saturday.
We can
Should
cancel
they
the
cancel?
Wedding. Yes. Thank God for social media.
All those people.
Put it on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media. This wedding has been cancelled.
Postponing
the wedding.
Postponing.
We're moving it forward.
Indefinitely.
Because of food scarcity or something.
Yes.
Come on,
Why don't we stop?
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go onto the phone lines and hear our other doctors, quote unquote, joining us on Family Clinic. Should she cancel the wedding? Should she pull out of the wedding? What should she do? The wedding is this Saturday. Don't forget to. Today is Thursday. So it's already 11:13. I don't know, man. It's a tough call.
I'm doing a countdown.
And they've been living together for some years. 0700-993-993-993. Female caller is 01465-7190. Hello? Hello? Oh, okay. That's me. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, sir?
It's What's Up, Lagos.
What's up?
Cheers.
Two life. What's your name?
My name is
Samaga. Your line is very poor, Samaga. Please call us again if you can. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, me, my what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Shit.
What did you say?
The woman from Kalahari Desert, from the man from the Kalahari Desert, the one that you are holding it down for.
What are you talking about?
Hello?
Calamari Desert.
I was confused. I was like,
calamari? Isn't that like seafood?
Yeah. That's what I thought. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up, Lagos? Cheers. Too light. Welcome. What's your name?
Okay, this is Amarachi.
Amarachi, should she cancel the wedding? It's on Saturday.
Honestly speaking, if you ask me, I will tell her to cancel the marriage. Do you understand? Because the truth is, for him hitting her for the first time, there is every tendency that he will still hit again. If you say you love a woman, you should know that women have their own side. In as much as we women, we tolerate men, men also should tolerate women. She was angry. That was why she couldn't pick, or she couldn't call him back. If you were in his shoe, you might do the same thing. Even if when the woman did not call, what stops the guy from calling the lady? Ah, how you deal? Then the lady will be like, why are you calling? Ah, it's because I'll not be able to come back home this night though. Yes, she slept off, and when she woke up, she should have called back.
Yeah.
But for her not calling back, I don't really blame her that much, because if a woman is angry, personally, if I'm angry, I would do the same thing. And you know, women need attention.
Yes, we do.
For the guy to come inside and the lady was like, I'm talking to you, you are not answering. If I'm the one, honestly speaking, I would do the same thing. I've done it to my husband several times, but he has never hit me. So the guy was wrong.
Yeah. So they should cancel the wedding.
Yes, they should.
Thank you very much. That was quite a point. So yeah. Cancel the wedding.
Cancel the wedding. Bam solid.
It's on Saturday. They are booked.
I'm sure the kitchen will finish his name.
Hello,
good morning.
The chicken is being marinated as we speak. Good morning. We can help them chop it.
Kelvin.
What's up?
What's up?
You're welcome to the show. Well, go ahead.
This scenario has happened to my and my wife countless times.
To you and your wife?
Countless times.
Okay, countless.
But the thing is, men, we need to learn how to control our anger.
Yeah.
Girls, I have anger issues, but you know, since we got married, I've never lived on that or even through something like that.
I can barely pick what he's saying. Did you hear?
He said he's never hit his wife.
I heard him. He said, men, we need to control our anger. I've been married to my wife. And you know that ever since we've been married, even though we've had these issues countless times, I've never raised my finger to hit her or throw anything at her.
Yeah, shout out to
and
you.
Paste is something.
Right. Yeah. I got it.
Copy and
you know,
paste.
I don't think this scenario is strange. I mean, you're talking to your spouse. Because the spouse is angry, that person chooses to ignore you. Due to your anger, you snatch the phone, but like, Ogbeni, why I'm talking to you?
Ignoring you. That thing, the pain.
Why are you disregarding the presence of the person?
And you're not pressing your phone.
Like, look at me.
It's disrespect.
And like, a whole
look at
abuse.
A whole bucket of beauty.
Oh, man.
Hey, how
and
can
you
decide ignore?
To ignore?
How dare
you? Don't love me. You disrespect me.
So cancel the wedding or not? Hello?
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Give us a passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chen, two life.
Chen, two life. Welcome, what is your name?
My name is Ken. I'm calling from Isolo.
Ken. Cancel the wedding? Saturday.
I want to say something.
Yes, please.
I want to draw you guys back a little to the Osinachi issue. You see, when that Osinachi thing happened, there are a lot of media trials. We are not saying it was right or wrong, but people should hold on their breath. Please, a lot of families are
disseminating, a lot of families are breaking because of impatience, because of not giving time for things to heal. People are rushing into judgment in this matter you are bringing up now. Break the wedding, break the marriage, break this, break that. If this wedding didn't hold on Saturday, and that girl remained unmarried, whom would you blame? There is every opportunity and tendency for the man to get married. And there might be equal opportunity for the lady to get married too. But it might not be the same. The stigma will be there. She has a child and a baby in her belly. For goodness sake.
So what should she do? What is your advice to her?
My advice is that let people mediate and prefer truths.
But they have mediated. The mediators have said that she was wrong. She shouldn't have snatched the phone. She should have left him alone.
If somebody is at fault, let that person apologize and they move on. That one victim might not be twice shy. Then this man might learn his lesson for hitting her for the first time. And she is learning her lesson again.
The man hasn't learned his lesson because he's going to have to plan the wedding without the wife.
No. How are you sure he hasn't learned his lesson?
But he's not talking to her.
Exactly.
He's not talking, might be the way he's carrying his own emotions. By going ahead with the wedding means that he still loves the woman and wants to wed her. Nobody wants to wed an enemy at the altar.
How do you plan a wedding without a bride?
It has been planned before today.
Yeah.
It has some few days to go.
So you think that because he did it once, he might not do it again and they might be able to resolve it?
Excuse me, let me tell you. That this scenario might not play itself out again. It's a learning process. People make mistakes and get themselves corrected. Let us stop breaking homes. There are a lot of girls out there that are not married. Please, ladies, let us stop breaking news. Let us stop discouraging ladies from getting married.
Wow.
I'm worried about you. I'm a psychologist.
You are?
Psychologist.
I am shocked.
Yes, I'm a counseling psychologist. And what you see, we are two people meet. There are mistakes. People fight. People reconcile. If you don't quarrel and show out and exude their negative emotions, you wouldn't have opportunity to come up again more accurately and more decently.
Okay, so they should go ahead with the wedding and then...
They should go ahead with the wedding. The wedding might heal this wound.
Wow.
Activities leading to the wedding might heal the wound. The excitement and the other things that might come out of the wedding might bring them closer.
Cheche. Too light.
No, Wemimo.
Gege.
Chill.
Google.
Wemimo.
Lagos. It's okay, hold.
He choke.
It's okay. Hold, please. Just one second. I'm just trying to marinate this whole thing. This lady is 10 months pregnant. She has a son already. Let's talk about the baby in the womb, right?
Yeah.
And she receives beating. They both receive beating. But she's the one that is pregnant. Nothing is wrong with the guy. She's pregnant. She receives beating. This guy now goes ahead to continue to plan the wedding without including her. In the whole of this message, there's not one part that she says, he comes to her and says he's sorry for hitting her.
Exactly.
While she's pregnant.
No remorse.
No remorse.
Nothing.
No regard for the baby in the womb.
Actually, he's waiting for her to come apologize to him.
Before he apologizes for beating her while she's carrying his child.
A choke.
If she wasn't pregnant, they can be doing that lovey-dovey, waiting for puppy love, waiting for who come and say sorry first. But she's pregnant. She's carrying your baby. Do you not think about your baby?
I'm going to tell you guys what my advice would be in this matter. After this call. After one. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Give us your passcode to the show.
Sorry, I'm a first time caller.
Ah, you're going to shout What's Up Lagos. That's your passcode. Let's go.
Okay, What's Up Lagos?
What's up?
Church. Two life. Gege. It's okay. Take it away.
Good morning. Olayinka, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ibadan.
Yes. Olayinka, wedding is on Saturday.
I even know about the story. I read it on Instagram.
You saw it, Bagam.
I saw it. Wait now. I will give you an update.
Give me.
This last call, if not for home training, I'm supposed to give that Baba a knock on the head. Seriously.
You and me, sister. You and me.
Serious. That one apart.
You know, she gave an update.
Uh-huh.
She said, our father-in-law said, if she doesn't go ahead with the wedding, he's going to take the child, as in the one she has already from her. Who does that?
No, wait.
She gave an update. That
she has to go ahead with the wedding.
If she does not go ahead with the wedding,
they'll collect the child.
Take the child from her, that the child belongs to them.
Wow.
The father-in-law has so much authority over what happens in that family. Number one. Again, the guy-to-be, you went out, you knew you were not going to come back. Courtesy demands that you send a message. Even if you're hungry, you don't want to talk to her, you don't, just give
leave
her
a text. A message.
Bless you, sister.
Send a text. I'm not going to come home. What if something happens to him? She's the first person they will ask.
Yeah.
Where is your band?
Yeah.
So for everyone saying, no. The thing is, number one, the wedding should be cancelled, but she's not going to cancel it.
Who if will cancel it? It?
The girl is, if she will go ahead with the wedding, go and see. Go, if you see the update she just gave, she kept giving excuses.
Okay, why she will go ahead to the wedding?
Yes. She does not have anywhere to go to. They do business together. The guy's business together. And she has a child. But she also said her parents said whatever she wants to do, they will go with her.
Mm. Thank you very much. So, before we go on a break, here's my verdict in this matter. I know you're waiting for it.
It's okay. Please, can you give us a soundtrack before she... A quick soundtrack.
Thank you. I think, and this is a very unpopular opinion, I think that both of them need to sit and talk as a matter of compulsion before any decision will be made. I think a decision will be based on that conversation. But they must, whether he wants it or not, they must sit and have a conversation. If they both agree that they were wrong, if he apologizes and promises that it was never going to happen again, and they both choose to go seek help, you know, I'm talking about see either a counselor or, and I think that every marriage should have.
See the kind of psychologist.
I think that every marriage should have a family that they model theirs after.
Yeah.
That you should have an older couple that you emulate that can talk to you aside your family members.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you more when I come back.
More overwhelming than that song is the video.
I'm telling you. No, they can't see what we're seeing.
If you guys can see this, I am stunned.
It is something else entirely. Okay, so the song actually has got almost 83,000 views.
Wow.
The song is titled Carry Me Nego, bracket, my husband. People actually took this thing seriously and made music out of it. So,
I think the fun part is that the part that says, if they carry me, go where I know.
Don't know.
How they added that part to it.
That was a separate thing.
Yes.
That
was good.
If they carry me, where
that
go,
was
no, no.
Good.
So, we're asking you, Saturday is the wedding. Should she cancel it? And I was telling you what my thought is on this. I'm usually one to be careful with decisions because either way, it's a lifelong decision.
Exactly.
To stay or to go.
Absolutely.
It's a lifelong decision. You already have a child with him. You're pregnant again. So if you leave, you need to plan as to what's going to happen with those kids and you.
Yeah, because the kids bind you guys together.
If you stay, you also need to think about what's going to happen to you and the kids. So overall, I mean, I think she's the one who knows the guy beyond this particular event that happened, this incident that led to the bass and the bulls.
Yeah.
There was this guy before that. There was you. There was both of you before that.
Yeah.
And I think her decision should be based on what she had known about that guy, then sum it up with this one event that is very important. The wedding is in 2 days. That means there isn't so much time to be doing, you know, guesswork.
Yeah.
And I was saying before the break that they couples really have to talk. I don't know how you're going to show up for a wedding. Both of you have not been talking.
Yeah.
So your makeup artist will come in the morning. Wait, I don't understand. And you'll be doing makeup. So go and marry somebody that you've been keeping malice with. Okay, so you people will sit beside each other on the, maybe it's an engagement ceremony they have.
Well, there's not a lot of people say their vows during wedding ceremonies, right? They usually take the vows from
something written. Yes, people just do copy and paste.
Well, no, from the priest or the pastor, the officiating minister.
Let's even assume they're having an engagement and a traditional wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So you will sit on the same couch with your. They'll do all these. Go and give him wine. Take the cab. Dance around. And you both know in your heart of heart that you're not talking. I don't understand. So you must talk. And then, based on that discussion, and based on the person you knew,
you make an informed decision.
You make an informed decision. But I don't think it's something you say, oh, because it might just be childish. You say, oh, because you're not talking to me, we can't resolve this. I'm canceling the wedding. Because if you don't process it, you need to know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Being an adult means that you need to have the tough conversations, and this is one of them.
Yeah.
Maybe they should just postpone the wedding.
I agree.
Maybe they should move it from
Saturday.
At least
2 weeks.
Yeah, they should just postpone it.
At least 2 weeks.
There's four Saturday. Who's going to come, man?
I just believe that maybe the lady might be open to having the conversation, even though it seems like
she's open to having the conversation because that's what she's been asking for.
Like
she got when he got back, she wanted to have a conversation with
him.
She most definitely is open to having a conversation. He's the guy.
Exactly. So here's the thing about you can't force
can
a conversation.
Can just drop ego? You don't lose.
Let's say people. Let's not say men.
Okay, some men. Men. Please don't come for me. Can some men not lose people they love to ego? Can they lose ego for people they love?
That's right, girl. Yeah.
Because if you love this person, why are you carrying shoulder? Why?
Because actually, both of you were in the moment. You were both angry, and you hit her first on that count, and whatever you beat her.
Exactly, people know that. See, if I like somebody, like I like Isoke, and I like Wemimo, and I love them both, right? I know that I love you two beautiful ladies. So why will I not come here and be forming? Do you understand? When you when you love somebody, you know that you love this person.
Yeah.
And when the person loves you back, you also know.
Yeah.
Not kid ourselves.
That's the truth.
When somebody, if they don't, you know. Let's not just, you know, try to put butter on it
beyond just telling it.
Yeah.
It's doing it. And especially because you're both having a freaking wedding. It's a wedding. And it's not like you guys are having a get together for family. It's a wedding. Are going to be tying the knot in a matter of saying, and you're both not talking. The man and his family are waiting for her to come apologize for.
She will apologize because she also hit him. That's wrong. So she should apologize.
They both were wrong.
Yes, they both were wrong. But he has more apology to render because you beat the wife and the baby.
It's not ready to apologize. Yeah. Let's go on to WhatsApp, right? It's okay.
We have so many WhatsApp messages.
Some people are even so angry that they're sending voice notes.
Yes, so. So, someone said, well done, my lovely people.
Thank you.
It's a no for domestic violence. Please, she should not call rapture for herself. Call the wedding off, my sister. We have David from Ikeja who said, men should stop making excuses for other men's disgusting character.
Thank you.
The both of them need to talk about that incident before the wedding or else she's in big trouble.
That's because
the guy has nothing to lose. Without that conversation, I think the wedding should not hold.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have someone who said, As for me, let the lady leave. Let the lady leave the guy because she would be used as a punching bag. Abegu, that's my opinion. That's Dampy from Igondo. Then someone said, I would advise she goes on with the wedding, and if it happens again, she files for a divorce. But make it no end like blood sister Sha. That's Mary.
Divorce is not that easy. It's better not to start.
I think it takes 2 years in Nigeria. It does.
You have to
be.
You have to stay married for 2 years. Mm-hmm. First of all, you know. Let's say this one. There's someone on WhatsApp here who says, how would you feel when your partner is always self-centered? The man is only concerned with the wedding, but less concerned about how the bride in question feels.
Exactly.
She can stop the wedding for now, and the man can feel the pain and then adjust. The guy is not her god. She might suffer, but things will fall in place with time. But if she cancels the wedding without having that conversation with him, I can bet my last kobo that they'll never get married again. Because the guy would not feel a bigger hurt. Like, I'm still managing to see how we can reconcile. Mm-hmm. My own way of reconciling is going ahead with the marriage plan that you cut it off. Okay, you know how these things can go.
So
like,
it's still the ego thing.
It's
at
the
play.
Ego thing. Hey,
I'm still carrying it's on with the wedding thing. After all. If I didn't want to marry,
Guy,
put your tunis on the floor and say sorry to your somebody.
Man. I think we'll be having guests in here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Are they bringing
money?
Welcome back to the show. I told you we've got guests in the studio. I have Sammy and Abiola here. See, I told you, when we've got guests, you better come closer to your radio because this is What's Up Lagos. This is Nigeria Info. We bring you all of the best G's, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sammy and Abiola are going to sign in on the show for us as usual. Welcome. Let's give you the introduction. When you come on this show, you have to use your passcode, and that means you have to shout with all your power and energy. What's up, Lagos? You get? Are you ready?
Yeah.
I know you don't sound ready to me. Are you sure? Are you ready? Clear your throat. Warm up.
We're ready. We're
ready. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
What's up, Lagos?
That's it. What's up, Lagos? They are here from Adron Homes. Yeah. And they're wearing green. And they're here to tell you about some promo that's going on so that you can make the most of it. So I'll start with Sammy. Please keep your phones away from the microphones. I will start with Sammy, who's going to tell us what Adron Home has for us.
Okay, we're good now.
That's better. All right, let's start with Sammy. Tell us what Adron Home. There's a promo going on. Promo means that there's slashing price, ladies and gentlemen.
I like the sound of
that. Tell me about it. I love it.
Good morning, Lagos. Morning. Adron is here again. The promo has to do with discounts, mouth-watering, life-changing gifts.
Hey, it's plenty.
I heard gifts.
Yes, using one stone to kill multiple birds.
I like
you
that.
You know, making Lagosians and Nigerians, you know, in Nigeria and in diaspora, homeowners, landowners, you know, easily, without azus, and also, you know, put it into consideration your commitments in other places.
Nice.
So Adron is here to make life
easy peasy. That's how we say it here.
That's
all
correct.
Right, so I just want to know, what exactly makes this particular promo special?
Wow, that's a beautiful question. Well, you know,
you
what
you want to turn your microphone to you a bit.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah, what makes this particular promo special? You know, it's always once in a year, and this is Sallah period, and we didn't make this advantage particularly for the Muslims.
Oh, okay.
You being a Muslim, being a Christian, you could attend in this promo. You know, this is the time we give out rams. So everybody patronizing us.
Whether they're Muslims or...
Do
you know how much one ram costs?
Ram suya.
That's
ram
it.
You're going to tell me how I'm going to get ram because you need to do...
Ram sorry, suya. Sir. Is the ram a big ram or a bigger ram?
A larger ram.
Wait. Wow. One full ram.
One full ram.
Per person.
You can even get two rams.
You can get two rams. You can get three.
Ladies. I like the sound of this.
We're going barbecuing.
I'm liking this. Now, let's talk about the discount itself. This is the biggest sweet deal. Like, instead of paying this amount, just slash it and pay part of it. So tell me about the discount and the payment duration, you know, for this period.
All right. So what we're bringing to Nigerians is a whopping 30% discount.
30.
Awesome. Yes. So which means a property selling for 1 million naira, we're giving you back 300,000 back into your bank account.
And you now say give me gift on top.
Oh, we are still giving you
a gift. Go with the ram.
Do you understand?
It's tied by the side of the house.
I like it.
I mean, and you got 24 months to actually pay that 700K, for instance.
Really?
Yes.
No, wait. So usually when there's discount and sales, it's like, buy it now, pay everything now. You're saying you're going to give me a discount and then I can spend payment for that discount?
Yes. Yeah. You know, we considering, you know, Adrian Homes is a Nigerian company. And, you know, we bring into bear that local content, putting into consideration the economy. It's not everybody that can afford to pay at once.
Yeah.
So, and we want, you know, we want Nigerians to be able to, you know, afford, we bring affordability to the table. No matter how luxurious the property is, you can afford it by paying in bits, in installments. So, that's what we are bringing to bear. And if you are now saying you want to pay at once, we can give you as much as 50% discount. That's half price.
No, wait. So let's just assume now that I have money for one full plot.
Yes.
Now that this promo is going on, I'll just use that money for one to buy two.
I'm telling you.
Somebody say, don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Wisdom is dropping.
Does these discounts apply to all your estates nationwide?
All the estates. All our estates.
This is
not just Lagos.
No.
From Abuja to Ibadan to Ijebu to Ikorodu, Shimawa, Ibejulegi, you can name
all of our estates. So I can become a worldwide landlord.
I'm telling you.
Nationwide landlord.
So easy.
I like this.
Okay, so because now they've heard all the G's, we'll tell them all of the G's, but some of them quickly, they want to get the phone number. They want to know where these lands are, what properties you have, so they can begin to check them out now before you leave here. So tell us, where are these properties located? Where can they check out the details? What are your contact number so that they can start checking now?
Thank you. We all of round Nigeria, from Abuja, Lagos, Ogun State, Osun, Oyo, Nasarawa, even the Republic of Benin.
Whoa!
All the way in Benin.
Benin
Republic.
That's where I'm from, by the way.
What?
Yeah, you know I'm Edo, so like, I'm from Benin.
Benin Republic.
They said Benin Republic. The global.
See, don't pay her any attention. So this also cuts across Benin Republic.
Yes.
So if I want to check, let's just assume I can't remember. I mean, all of the, and I want to know how much each one costs. Is there a website, a social media page I can go check?
We have our prices are as cheap as 1.5. You know, exclusive of the discount, and then we can reel out our phone number. So for those who want to take advantage of this Ilaya promo, you can call us on 090-589-70587.
They just got their pen and paper.
Yes.
They just brought out their phones.
Okay.
So now, guys, you've opened it up, right? You got your paper out, your pen's ready. Get that number out again slowly, and that will give you the other numbers. Let's take it again.
081-77-249-240.
Again?
081-77-249-240.
And alternatively, you can reach us on 090-589-70587. I take that again.
Yes, please.
090-589-70587.
Look at the phone. Are these the phones?
Yeah.
Look at them. They're already calling. This people like
the
they call like
is coming already.
They like discounts, eh?
So you wanna pay, you wanna go for site inspection, you wanna see our estates, we are known for infrastructural development.
Wait, how about your social media handles? What's your
socials? Adron Homes Official.
Okay, that's Instagram.
Adron Homes Official.
Instagram.
Adron is spelled
A-D-R-O-N
homes, like Ile House.
Yes, official.
Official.
Yeah.
Now, I love the part where you say you can pay some and then spread out the rest.
China, yes.
So let me know. So how much initial deposit do we have to make before we spread out the rest?
Okay. So for you to, you can actually start with 25, as low as 25,000.
Stop it. It can't be true.
I didn't even see that. It shocked me.
With all categories of Nigerians.
And the sweet thing is that even with that 25K,
you'll still get
a
gift.
You are collecting a gift.
Please.
Wait. Yeah. You put the 25K down,
yes,
and you get a gift.
You get a gift.
5 kg bag of rice.
Whoa.
Believe me. And if you're paying 50,000, you get 10 kg bag of rice. It's even alternative. You can get a rechargeable lamp for the, even though for the 25,000, and if you're paying 100,000, you could still get an old world scale of gas refill. Like, so, seriously.
Wow. You know how much refill of gas is now?
In fact.
That's an advantage, 2-in-1.
Wow.
Believe me.
So I'm going to pay initial deposit on a discounted price.
And be getting good.
Spread the payment for
24 months.
That's 2 years.
Yes.
And then they're going to give me a gift.
Yes.
Goodies.
I mean,
if you doll, it's on you.
Yes, so.
If you doll,
jump
this
on
one
it.
Is just.
Jump on it, people.
On you.
Jump
and
on
if
it.
You want
jump
a RAM, our RAM package starts from 300,000. Make a deposit of 300,000, we give you a full grown large RAM.
A matured RAM.
But you know how much one RAM is?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Wait, will it be delivered to my house or I'll come pick it?
Yes, we have options for that.
Delivery options.
Or you come pick it up.
In this fuel scarcity.
I'm telling you, that is the add-on advantage.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're waiting for, because really this sounds beautiful.
Amazing.
I think they've thought about everything.
Yeah.
They thought about everything. Gas. It's not even like gas. Because I feel like I was robbed. The last time I filled my gas.
My is still on the gas.
I'm telling you, I feel robbed. Now let's talk about the phone numbers again.
Okay.
The website, the social media pages, and how they can begin to find you now.
Okay. So we take the phone number 090-589-705.
See, I'm seeing WhatsApp messages. You need to call it slowly.
Okay.
Slowly. They're asking, please, phone number.
090-589-70587.
Okay, I hope you got
and
it.
081-772-492-40. I take that again. 081-772-492-40.
Let's assume that you did not get the numbers. Go on to Facebook, right?
Instagram,
Twitter, everywhere.
At Adronomes Official.
Sure.
Boom.
You know.
Can they make inquiries on social media?
Yes,
they can.
So
send them a DM.
When does this promo end?
True. Good
when
question.
Does it end?
This promo ends 7th of July.
Let me check the calendar. So
in a few weeks.
Yeah,
okay, that's precisely 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
So you have next week is salary week. Just saying.
Come on, girl.
So start making your deposit and get a payment.
Reach us via that phone number, you know, it's on WhatsApp. Ask your questions. Go on Adronomes Official and then we'll pick it up.
Look at that, they're disturbing my show already. Just calling all over the place.
The phone calls are coming.
So guys, you've got a beautiful offer from Adron Homes. If you've got any questions whatsoever, concerns, call those numbers, ask them on their social media pages, find out all the details. I think that you should jump in it. I think that's brilliant, guys.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah.
I think it's brilliant. Right. Thank you so much for coming on What's Up Lagos. Before you go, you are gonna sign out.
Gotta sign out
by shouting What's Up Lagos. Let's go.
What's up, Lagos?
Check, check.
Two lines.
Have a go right now on the show before you start taking pictures. Thank you all for being a part of the show. We're back tomorrow. Get ready for a karaoke version of What's Up Lagos. Start practicing your synonyms, because moi, I'm not going to take it easy on you.
All right.
I'll just bring the list of songs.
Azzy.
Again. We'll see you tomorrow. My name is Wemimo Adewunni. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sports.
I'm Isoka, reminding you that it's okay, Lagos.
And it's Fancy Nancy. Thank you, Lagos.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.